You may have seen the markings on city streets in Salt Lake where the existing road structure doesn't allow for a bike path. They're called sharrows, and they'll be popping up around town in the midst of a year-long pilot program. The idea, says Assistant City Manager Matt Dias, is to indicate to motorists that they may be sharing a lane with bicyclists.
And this is very common across the country, internationally as well, and I think this is just another layer of the transportation infrastructure, the transportation network. We're trying to create a shared network, shared modalities, different types of uses. And in particular, this one sort of calls out the shared use of the bicycle in the travel lane. And someone with a limited background, these are sort of taking over cities and towns.
Transit engineers say it's a good solution in a town that may have missing links in a network of bike paths, like in Park City. Not all roads are ideal candidates for sharrows. They work best on roads which contain on-street parking, where there is danger for a cyclist to collide with the opening door of a parked car, or on roadways with inadequate width to safely allow for parallel travel of a motor vehicle and a bicycle. Park City Municipal Transit Director Kent Cashel says they're limited to neighborhood streets.
There's a whole set of criteria. You won't see them on our major corridors. The speeds on those roads are too high, as well as congestion. So they're generally on more neighborhood streets than you would see on 224 or 248.
The roadways in which you'll see the sharrow markings are also limited to speeds of 25 miles per hour and are those that do not have more than 3,500 cars per day traveling on them. You'll likely see them on roads like Prospector Avenue or Comstock in Prospector, or Holiday Ranch Loop or Lucky John in Park Meadows. The City Council will hear the sharrow presentation at Thursday's meeting and work session beginning at 4:10 p.m. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.